AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. An appeals court ruled President Trump's former personal lawyer, Alina Habba, has been disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. The reason? The court ruled the maneuvers the Trump administration used to keep Habba on the job were contrary to federal laws governing appointments. Her interim appointment expired, and she did not get Senate confirmation. Lawmakers from both parties are in support of congressional reviews of military strikes against vessels suspected of smuggling drugs in the Caribbean and Eastern Pacific. A Washington Post report says Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order for all crew members to be killed as part of a September attack. President Trump was asked if he was concerned the attacks were carried out.
Very little, because you can see the boats, you can see the drugs in the boats, and each boat is responsible for killing 25,000 Americans, so... And they're doing an amazing job.
Also on Air Force One, the president said he hopes Russia and Ukraine can reach an agreement to end their war and save lives.
I have a deadline when the war is over, and hopefully the war is going to be over. 27,000 people killed last week. 27,000 over the last 3 or 4 weeks. 27,000 people killed. That war should end.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron in an attempt to broker a ceasefire. Authorities in California are calling on witnesses of a deadly shooting at a child's birthday party to come forward. Three children, ages 8, 9, and 14, and a 21-year-old were killed when gunfire broke out at a banquet hall in Stockton, California. Police think there was more than one shooter. As the first anniversary of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killing looms this week, the man charged in his death will be in court in New York, fighting to bar evidence that prosecutors say links him to the crime. Hearings for Luigi Mangione start today. This is AP News. Cyber Monday could break records.
The post-Thanksgiving shopping marathon wraps up today, Cyber Monday. Deals that have been promoted as some of the best of the holiday season are expected to keep people across the United States glued to their computers and smartphones. Adobe Analytics estimates U.S. shoppers will spend $14 billion online today. That's 6% more than last year. Consumers already exceeded Adobe's forecasts by spending nearly $12 billion online on Black Friday and another $6 billion Thanksgiving Day. Deals on electronics and apparel are expected to peak today, but analysts say rising retail prices may contribute to any record sales figures that materialize. I'm Mike Hempen.
Oxford University Press has named Ragebait as its Word of the Year, online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.